From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. organic produce sales topped $9 billion in 2021, up $477 million from 2020, according to the Organic Produce Network. But California organic farmers say they still face a challenging season ahead due to drought and higher production costs. Some organic vegetable growers also say competition with imports from Mexico is driving crop prices down. But restaurant sales, including high-end eateries wanting organic produce, are rebounding after pandemic closures. A group of U.S. ag organizations filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency over chlorpyrifos. DTN says the 21 groups want the agency's pending ban on the product to be halted and eventually revoked. The lawsuit was filed as the EPA will finalize its rule revoking the food tolerances for the insecticide on February 28th, effectively banning U.S. farmers from legally using the product. The rule was issued by the Biden EPA last August. Producers who have coverage under most crop insurance policies are eligible for a premium benefit from the USDA if they planted cover crops during the 2022 crop year. Producers must report their cover crop acreage by March 15th if they want to receive the benefit from this year's pandemic cover crop program. PCCP helps farmers maintain their cover crop systems despite the financial challenges posed by COVID-19. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.